Thanks very much for joining us this evening.
No problem.
Super sub man comes on, does the damage, rescued a point.
Yeah, I mean, a difficult game tonight. I was just saying there earlier, we played some nice stuff for the first 20 minutes and then kind of let them back into it a little bit. So we're a bit disappointed with that. But, you know what it's like. You give teams chances and they punish you. So, yeah, it was kind of... I came on, I was lucky enough to get the goal. So, pleased with my goal. But obviously we need to improve a little bit as a team and as a unit.
Terrific cross from Dean as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
To be fair.
Yeah, great cross. I mean, he picked me out. I was in between two defenders. Great ball. Just had to kind of get up and get it on target because I think the keeper thought I was going the other way. I think he was all his weight was shifted on his left foot. So just get it on target. Just get. We always taught as youngsters, head the ball back where it came from. So did that and went in.
And you seem to rise above everybody else as well.
maybe because I was a bit fresher than everyone, so a bit more energy.
I think you were, but yeah. It's another good-headed goal from Giuseppe Sol, most definitely. But going back to that first half, as you say, Jess, it was a case of it looked like opening 25 minutes. If perhaps the Cards had got an early goal,
that's it.
Probably would have gone on and won the game.
100%. I mean, like you say, we play some beautiful stuff, and like we're untouchable when we play our one and two touch passing. But you really got to capitalise and take your chances. So, we didn't, and we got punished with their second chance of the game. So, like you say, take chances, and that's it, really.
The goal, or their goal, should I say, could perhaps the defence perhaps done a little bit better, do you feel?
I'm not sure, really. Obviously, from what I can see from the bench, it looks like about four people have gone up for it, and it's just hit someone and gone in. So... I don't know, we'll see from the video, but we're not here to dig anyone out, we're here as a team, as a unit, so if it is, we'll work on it together and try and improve.
Great result for Alfreton on Saturday, obviously, to go there only for the season, come from behind as well to win 3-1, that must have given you guys a lot of confidence going into tonight's game.
Yeah, definitely, I mean, we know we've got a good squad, we haven't got a big squad. But we've got lots of quality, lots of competition for places, so we're really pleased with the result on Saturday. Obviously not so pleased drawing tonight, but we got a point out of it, we didn't lose, which is the main thing. Another point on the board, so it's more performances like the first game, really, and the first 20 minutes tonight.
And unbeaten after two games as well, so can't complain of that, really.
Exactly, that's a big thing as well, because you look at last season, our run at the start of the season wasn't great, a few losses, so still unbeaten, so we need to get ready for Saturday. Obviously it's going to be, hopefully, bring all the fans back and get them buzzing again.
Good crowd tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, very good crowd, obviously. I think with Dartford being our rivals from a few years ago. And the first home game of the season, I mean, everyone loves a game under the lights in the summer, don't they? So hopefully a few more.
And just finally, just looking ahead to Saturday, you mentioned it, Macclesfield. There's another home game here. Hopefully you can get 3 points from that. Obviously, that will really keep up this good start.
Yeah, I mean, if we win on Saturday, that's 7 from 9. And like you say, it's a good start. I mean, teams who want to be in and around the playoffs, that's what they're looking to do from the first three games. So, but like I said, we just got to just a few tweaks here and there, and we'll be fine.